The Doug Wright Show. Top newsmakers only Doug has access to.
Answering questions only Doug can ask.
On KSL News Radio.
So good to have you along on today's Doug Wright Show as we broadcast today from the Centerpoint Legacy Theater up here in Davis County. We'll be talking more about the productions that are coming up and some of the great things that happen here at this beautiful theater right here in Centerville. But right now we have Lee Perry, who is joining us on the line. We can introduce him several ways, as a member of the Utah Highway Patrol or as a Utah State representative. And Representative Perry, as always, it's a pleasure to have you join us today.
Thanks, Doug.
Let's talk about daylight saving time. This time it's Representative Fred Cox, I understand, who is talking about just doing away with daylight saving. You have been involved in this conversation in the past. What are your thoughts, especially as a representative, but also as someone who is engaged in public safety? Your thoughts on this daylight saving?
Well, Representative Cox did come to me last year when I was, you know, had the bill open and explained that he had put out a survey to his constituents and that he had an overwhelming majority of constituents that supported the idea of doing away with it and just going to one basic year-round time. And that's part of the reason I ran it, was the same thing, constituent-driven. We had done, worked through the Governor's Office of Economic Development, did a survey, and found that, you know, it seemed to be, based on the survey, the majority of citizens supported the idea of, let's just do away with this. And it just never took enough traction to get it to a committee last year. There's a lot of, there is a very vocal opposition to doing away with daylight savings time. There's even a group that say, let's go to daylight savings time year round. So there's a variety of different possibilities. And actually last year, I think if I remember right, there were seven or eight different states that ran legislation on daylight savings time in some version or format. Most of them were in the West. None of them actually passed. But it's, like I said, it's one of those interesting topics that you say there are good and bad to both sides. I said the tourism side, but I also see there's a public safety issue right now. How many people recently have we had injured or hurt because of the darkness that might have been reversed because of daylight savings time not being in effect the way it is?
You know, I was going to ask about that from your public safety point of view, working with the Highway Patrol. How big a deal is it? I know I get really concerned about it. I see these kids out, and, you know, I just think of, even for me, I get up relatively early anyway, and there's only a few months of the year when I'm driving into work I see any daylight at all. But, oh, man, I'll tell you, when you feel like it's 3 o'clock in the morning instead of 5 o'clock in the morning because of the darkness, and as I'm driving in and I see all of these kids out, it really concerns me. And any of the kids that have the early activities, early morning seminary or a sports practice or a band practice or whatever it might be, it really concerns me.
And, you know, that was some of the concerns that I got from parents, especially, was those very issues. And we've seen it again this year with the bicyclist that was just hit the other day down there in Salt Lake. And so it is definitely a concern. The numbers are not exorbitantly high, but there is a concern that we need to think about as we go forward. And we need to realize that, you know, some things change sometimes over the period of time. Daylight savings time has changed. We've had it change a variety of times from a long, you know, now longer than it's ever been.
Yeah.
As far as when we go to daylight savings time, we stay on it longer than we've ever stayed on it. And that's always been done by Congress on a national level, but there have been a few changes. Like I said, Arizona and Hawaii both don't follow daylight savings time. And so it's interesting to see that we have a couple states that have decided not to follow that pattern. And people say, oh, it'll economically kill you. Well, it hasn't killed those two places.
Yeah, yeah. You know, when you look at some of the states, too, especially like Arizona, where they sit so much farther south than we are. Boy, you know, if they were to be on daylight saving time, it could really, you know, change a lot of things there. I've heard the idea of tourism, but, you know, I always joke about this, and it's only half joking. It seems like golfers, everybody I ever talk to who is just adamantly, absolutely against doing away with daylight saving time, they seem to be somebody, and I'll use it in a broader term, a recreationalist, somebody who wants those evening hours to either play a round of golf or go out on their recreational vehicle or whatever it might be. There is a fairly loud constituency out there that does represent tourism, does represent recreation, golf, and everything else associated with it. How big a factor is that?
You know, it plays a huge role because there's a lot of dollars and cents connected to it, as well as there's a lot of passionate people involved in those organizations. And so, I'm sure that that's why it's hard to get a lot of traction to get a bill to just flat out do it. And like I said, there's a couple different ways you could actually do away with daylight savings time or make it last forever or whatever you want to do. But basically, in the state of Utah, we can do it through the legislative process, which is what Representative Cox and what I proposed last year. If the legislature can make this decision for the citizens of the state, we can do our duly elected job as representatives and represent the interests and wills of the people. And if that's what the people want, then we pass it. Yeah. There is another possibility that we've talked about in the past, and that is running some sort of a ballot initiative where we, through the legislature, put on the ballot something that the voters can vote on, and they can make that determination. Do we go to, do away with it, go to a year-round, modify it somewhere in between? Now, the one kicker to this whole thing, Doug, is if we change daylight saving time and just shorten it, or we say, hey, we're going to go to it year-round, we could pass that in the state of Utah, but that doesn't make it so. We would have to go back to Congress and have them approve it through the federal law. So in a weird sort of way, the only real option we have is stay the course we're on, or we would have to do away with it and go Arizona model. That's really the only two options that we really are placed with as citizens, unless we're going to get Congress to come in and be part of this and help make the decision on a national level.
Well, that's interesting. I didn't know that it literally took an act of Congress if we were to modify it rather than embrace it fully or get rid of it fully if it was outside of the parameters that they have put out there. What are the odds of this happening, in your opinion, Lee?
Based on what I've seen and what my experience was, it's an uphill battle. I appreciate Representative Cox representing his constituency. It's the same thing I did. But it is a very uphill battle to try and get that bill through and out there, because sometimes people say it's a silly debate, but you know what? It's a very contentious debate, because as passionate as people are to get rid of it, there are people on the other side that are just as passionate to keep it the way it is.
Yeah, no, you're right.
And I discovered that in a great way last year when I ran it, because I can't tell you the number of emails and phone calls that I got.
Yeah,
both sides.
I'll bet.
And I appreciate that. That's the way our government operates. I appreciate both arguments and both sides, and that's what needs to happen. And then we have to make a decision based on what's the best for our society.
Lee, just a quick thought. When I think of the seatbelt legislation here in the state of Utah, and when I think of a champion of that, I certainly think of you. And as we now have this as a primary law in the state of Utah, over the time that that has been in effect, as a law enforcement officer, are we seeing the results? It still just breaks my heart and really discourages me when we, sadly, at KSL, are reporting on a fatality or a serious injury, and one of those little kind of bottom-of-the-line notes is, and they weren't wearing a seatbelt, or if it's a motorcycle, and they weren't wearing a helmet. Now, that's not a guarantee you stay alive, but it certainly is putting the odds much, much more in your favor. Is it making a difference?
I think it is, based on what I'm seeing. We're still seeing fatalities, far too many fatalities. One is too many. And so we are still seeing people who are dying because they're not wearing seatbelts. And people, I hate to say it, that I'd love to see zero fatalities. I'd love to see it where we never have another fatality. But it's not just going to be seatbelts. It's going to take a combined effort of no texting and driving, no impaired driving, driving the speed limit. All of the things would have to combine for people to get to zero fatalities, because even now, if I drive at an excessively high rate of speed with my seatbelt on and I roll my car, there's a high likelihood I'll die even with the seatbelt on. So the seatbelt itself is, I think, making a difference in reducing crashes and reducing serious injuries more so than it was before. We have seen, from what I've been told, an increase in seatbelt usage rate. So I'm optimistic. I mean, the law's only been in effect for just barely 6 months, if that. And so it's hard to say that, this is going to be the perfect answer, but based on what I'm seeing so far, I'm seeing some significant changes in people's attitudes. Even the people who are getting stopped, they realize, hey, this is an education process. And they go, you know what? It only takes a second to click that seatbelt on, and it keeps them in good control of the car, and they're not going to hurt someone else, let alone hopefully not get hurt themselves, and that's the benefit they see from it. So we've actually seen some positive side effects from it, talking to people. And I get as sad when I hear somebody dies without a seatbelt on. But recently we had a crash that involved some people that said we should have died. if it hadn't been for some officers enforcing the seatbelt law, me saying, okay, I'm just going to follow it, putting it on, one of the individuals reported in that he'd probably be dead right now because he was in a horrific crash and he had his seatbelt on. He said, I walked away. And he says, I wasn't a habitual seatbelt user until this law passed. So yeah. From that perspective, one life has been saved. That's probably worth every, you know, to that family, that would be worth it all to know that we've saved one life in the process. But you'll never know how many lives we truly probably saved from doing this.
No, you're absolutely right. Just a quick thought. As we have our trick-or-treaters and young kids out, and we do have these darker hours now just naturally, whether it's daylight saving or not, it's just that time of year. As a law enforcement officer, what should we all do over the next several days when so many kids are going to be out on the roads?
Well, obviously, slow down. Watch for anything that's moving or anything on your peripheral vision. And obviously, if you're going to take young kids out trick-or-treating, on the streets, make sure that there's an adult with them and that they have well-lit costumes or reflective costumes, things where they can be seen. If they have a costume that doesn't have reflectors on it, then maybe you have it by them, some of those glow-in-the-dark wrist thing or things that they can put on there that glow so that people can see that movement when they're driving around. But when we're driving in neighborhoods in the next 3 or 4 days, especially until the change of daylight saving time, and especially around Halloween tonight and tomorrow night, just be super extra cautious. Drive maybe 5 miles under the speed limit so that you don't have the opportunity of having something horrific happen and we don't see any death or injury during this time. And, of course, with Halloween coming, I know the Highway Patrol is going to be out in heavy force along with a lot of other law enforcement agencies. If you go to a party and you happen to be, you know, as adults, you happen to imbibe and you become impaired, don't drive. Call somebody to come get you, get a designated driver. But, you know, if you do drive, the officer's going to be out there, and I hate to tell you, you'll ruin your Halloween because they'll be taking you to jail if they catch you out there driving impaired.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. Lee, thank you so much for joining us today here at KSL News Radio. Representative Lee Perry, and as I've already mentioned, and as you are probably aware, Lee Perry is also with the Utah Highway Patrol. It is 9:46 here at KSL News Radio.